Welcome to the Assemblée Dance Studio podcast, your go-to source for bite-sized lessons in growing and running your dance studio. I'm your host, Claire O'Shea, and I'm a dance studio owner and business coach, helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. Do you love the podcast content but are looking to get a bit more one-on-one strategy? If that is the case, I really encourage you to check out our monthly masterclasses. Each month, I dive into a specific topic that is going to help you and your dance studio reach the next level. So if you're interested in finding more about that, head to assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Again, each month is a specific topic catered to you and your dance studio, all about how to grow and create a bigger, more successful, just more streamlined dance studio. And if that's something you're interested in, you can buy a one-off masterclass. So if you can sort of pick and choose to what topics suit your interest, or alternatively, you can sign up for our membership to our masterclass, which is a discounted monthly price. So whatever you are interested in joining us for, you can check that out at assembleedancestudiocoaching.com/masterclass. Now sit back, relax, and enjoy the show. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any of my episodes released weekly. Hey guys, it's Claire O'Shea here, and welcome back to another episode of the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast. In today's episode, we are trying out a slightly different format that we're going to introduce every now and then as, you know, a little way to spice up what we're doing, or as a little bonus episode. And it's something I've been doing with our interviewees lately. And it's been our quick fire five. So five questions in 5 minutes, and that is all the time that we have. So in today's episode, I have the wonderful Mariah joining me.
Hi.
And we are doing a quick fire five on social media in celebration or in the lead up to our October masterclass, which is all about social media. Now, I'm sure in the past people have done, you know, bits of professional development and everything on social media, but as we know, it is ever changing and ever evolving, and we have, changed and updated ours so much. So we open that up to all of our subscription masterclass lovely people, as well as anyone wanting to do a one-off. But in today's episode, we are going to do a quick fire five about social media. Are you ready, Mariah?
I think so. I haven't seen any of these questions, so let's hope.
I have got the timer here. I'm going to set it for 5 minutes.
Okay.
I need to read these questions again. I haven't done it in a while. Ready? Three, two, one. First question. What are some effective strategies, or a effective strategy, for growing a dance studio's social media following?
I would say an effective strategy would be showing up consistently is a really, really big one that I think will get them the results that they're looking for long term. I don't think it's a quick fix sort of situation. So I think consistency would be a really good strategy to have.
Amazing. Can you share a few tips for creating engaging content on social media platforms?
I would say keep everything as just fast and ever changing. So if you're doing a video, I would just make sure there's a lot of movement happening. You're changing between different clips and things like that, so it doesn't get so boring for the viewer to watch.
So it makes people want to keep watching.
Yes. Yeah. Like there's something changing, so they're just keeping their eye on it. And I think that is a really great way for them to stay on there for longer and keep watching you.
Amazing. And any engaging content tips for photos, or is that the tip to use video?
I guess it would be use video a lot. But in terms of photo, I think behind the scenes content, if you have any behind the scenes photos you would like to use, I think that just gives your audience just something different to look at, rather than just a standard, photo of class happening. If you're doing photos, if you're doing class content, I would say go video.
Okay. And question number three is a bit ironic. How important is consistency in posting on social media, and what are some ways to maintain a consistent presence?
Okay. It is very, very important, as I sort of just said in the first one. And some tips that I would say is don't overdo it. Don't feel like you need to be showing up on socials 5 to 6 days a week. It's just if that's not what you can do if you don't have another person on at the moment, it's all you doing it. Don't feel like you need to be doing 5-6 days. Just set a realistic goal amount of times that you would want to post per week and stick to that. That's when you'll get the results.
Fantastic. Question number four, are there any specific social media platforms or features that you find particularly effective for promoting dance studios?
Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
That's the biggest one, okay. I feel like. And I don't know. I'm just trying to toy between like adults being on Facebook as well. And I know that that's sort of their safe place.
I don't know about you, but my Facebook feed at the moment is just filled with like
random
crap.
Yep.
Like, apologies my language, but no. It's just like random, like, it's stupid. And I'm like, what? Who? I'm not following you. Why are you here?
Yeah.
And it's not even ads half the time. It's just random posts.
Yeah. And I don't know if they're using it as a searchability. Maybe they're just searching your studio on Facebook. But
oh, yeah. Sorry.
I'm
still stuck on the random posts.
Yeah. But I would say Facebook and Instagram mainly is the place where you want to be.
But also we're hearing
TikTok.
Everyone knows that. But
yeah,
we haven't done that a whole lot. Yeah. I opted it to be my project like a few weeks ago and I've yet to post. So we'll see how that goes. Okay. And lastly, can you give us, this is question five, can you give us a quick rundown of your favorite social media analytics tools or strategies for tracking and measuring the success of social media campaigns?
I would say the one that I probably look at the most is the reach. Mm-hmm. Is one that I look at often just to sort of see how we did, as well as any engagement that have come through. So I would say reach and engagement are the two that I really look at to sort of monitor how our posts are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But also you also have a document where you sort of transfer that and keep a track of it, and you send me, like, is it a monthly. Social media report?
Yes.
Which is really great. Obviously, if you're a one-person show, you're probably not going to create a report for yourself, but it might be a great way to track even on a Google Sheet or something, so you can compare.
Yes, because I think sometimes if you don't have it all written down and compare it, that's when it's just kind of like, I don't remember how well that went last month or 2 months ago. So it's just sort of a good way for you to keep an eye on how things are going, say like over a year or in compared to the last month, and just so you can keep monitoring that for yourself, rather than just looking at it thinking, oh, I think that's good.
And it's also just, that's a really good tip as well for all stats in the studio is to record them down somewhere and have somewhere you come back to, because so often you can feel a bit either like, downtrodden. No. Oh, there's the alarm. Anyway, we'll quickly finish this. down, like just feel down.
Yeah.
About, you know, potentially a loss of students or whatever it is. And if you compare it actually to a previous time, it's you've done better. And so there's just some things you can't control, and having an accurate stat kind of to be able to review back on helps you either like know you're going in the right direction or potentially knowing you need to pivot. So that's really, really helpful. Thank you so much for joining me for the Quick Fire Five today, Mariah.
No worries. My pleasure.
So again, just a reminder, if you're interested in learning more about social media, we will go into how we use our reporting, top tips and strategies, you know, areas to save time. What are some other things that we would be talking about in our upcoming masterclass?
Like the platforms that we suggest to use, any tips that we see are working currently at the moment.
Paid advertising is a massive thing.
Yeah.
So we'll be diving in deep into all of that. So if you're interested, head over to our website, Assembly Dance Studio Coaching /masterclasses.
Yeah.
Masterclass.
Yeah.
And you'll be able to sign up either, again, just as a one-off, or if you want to sign up to the monthly subscription, you're more than welcome to, and we would love to have you join us. So thank you so much for joining us today, and we'll speak with you soon. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to the Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching Podcast with your host, me, Claire O'Shea. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it on your stories on Instagram and tag the show, or leave a rating and review. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Assemblée Dance Studio Coaching. Tune in next week for another episode all about helping you grow your dance studio simply and successfully, so you can reach more students, grow your business, and become the go-to dance studio in your area. See you then.